A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "Now, Father, I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world." The word of the Lord. No, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me these next few minutes. Just a little reflection on, at least in our part of the country here in the United States, the celebration of the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord, where Jesus returns to his Father. And, you know, you might be surprised and shocked to hear this, not what I just said, but what I'm going to, considering I have never met or spoke to most of you in person. But I know something very private and intimate about your life, something you don't talk much about, but that consumes you and your time and for which you spend a great deal of your life pursuing. Yeah. Are you feeling a little uncomfortable yet? Are you looking around for a hidden camera somewhere? No, this thing that I know about you, you may not even be aware of yourself, but I know it because I know it in me. And I know it in the guys, the priests that I live with. And I know it in the people I bump into on the street and everyone else who is flesh and blood and call themselves human. I know that you are driven by an insatiable quest for happiness. Despite all the division and polarity in our country, at least these days, it is the one thing that unites us and for which we are always searching. The great philosopher Aristotle said, "Happiness is the meaning and purpose of life, the whole aim and the end of human existence." Indeed. Every choice, every decision we make, whether we are conscious of it or not, is born from this desire, this double chocolate mocha frappuccino with extra whip is going to make me happy. So it's not a huge happiness, but that's why you're getting it. And because of this search we all have for happiness, we're bombarded every day with images and taglines and commercials and TikTok videos and Facebook posts and news articles and junk mail telling us the same thing, that you will find this happiness for which you desire by whatever, wearing this outfit or driving this car, drinking this wine or using this drug, wearing this watch or using this brand new phone, and you will be fulfilled and at peace. And here's the thing. Even though most of us are aware of the false promises and the marketing of all these things, and of course they won't and can't make us ultimately happy, but we still get the latest iPhone and continue to scroll our social feeds and put junk into our bodies and wear overpriced outfits. And while I'm certainly not against any of these things, it's just that I hear Jesus in our scripture today once again reminding us of a much different truth that doesn't make it to our Facebook feeds or TV commercials. Yes, of course, we are all searching for fulfillment and happiness, but we will never find it here. Glimpses of it, fleeting moments of it, but these are only a taste of the ultimate banquet for which we were all made for and invited to and hopefully moving towards. Because here's the only truth we need to know. We belong to God. And eternal life with Him is our ultimate goal and the completion of all happiness. And so our time here on earth, it's rather short. Though we often get caught up in the here and now, though we have day-to-day responsibilities, problems, and dilemmas, you know, and though we must take care of ourselves materially, certainly, we must also prepare ourselves for the next life. It takes work. We know this. And since we don't belong to this world, as Jesus reminds us in our gospel today, our focus must be on what we have to do to move into the world we do belong with God. And so to that end, as long as we are doing God's will, we can't worry what others think about us. We cannot hide our faith or keep our mouths shut when we see injustices being done. Nor can we fail to stand up for our fellow human beings, especially those who are shunned or marginalized by society. And just like the disciples, we might be hated because of our beliefs. We might get ridiculed. We might even lose friends. But those are worldly and temporal things. And God encourages us to maintain our focus, not here, with Him. Doesn't mean it'll be easy, of course. We know this. In fact, it's very difficult to be hated or ridiculed. We all know that. It's difficult to lose friends. But that is why Jesus constantly told His disciples that He would never leave them. He understood that they would need to draw strength from Him if they would continue in His light. And God tells us the same thing. He will never leave us. And we must trust in His mercy and His goodness. I love that line in another piece of scripture of Jeremiah where it says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. The Lord will be their trust." And He says, "They are like a tree planted beside the waters that stretches out its roots to the stream. It does not fear heat when it comes. Its leaves stay green. In the year of drought, it shows no distress, but still produces fruit." Yeah, because their roots are, well, in God, in the soil of life. And though we may encounter many droughts in our lives, our steadfast faith ensures that we will produce the fruit that enriches our days and that will lead us closer to God in heaven. And it is there that we will find the fullness of happiness for which we are all striving. As Jesus says in our gospel today, we were not made for this world. Yeah, that's our message, friends. Thank you for joining me today. Now, if you don't mind, all this talk of happiness reminds me of the pint of Ben & Jerry's Chubby Hubby ice cream I have in my freezer I forgot about. So I'm ditching you. I'm going to my freezer. Yum. But may the blessing of God and His love wrap you and hold you and protect you this day. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for being with me. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see you tomorrow.